FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says a series of changes that go into effect at the end of March are some of the most sweeping for the agency in the past two decades.
We listened to the criticism we received from stakeholders as well as from the media, and we took it as a challenge. And we wanted to be big and bold, so that's what we did.
The agency has announced a half dozen changes to its individual disaster assistance program. FEMA currently requires disaster survivors to apply for a loan through the Small Business Administration for personal property damages. That requirement will be eliminated. The agency will also offer $750 payments to households to cover immediate expenses in the aftermath of a disaster.
One of the things that I have consistently heard, that my team has consistently heard from survivors, is that they needed funds after a disaster for their most pressing needs, and they needed it faster than we were providing it.
The policy changes apply nationwide, so they aren't tailored to specific challenges in the northernmost state. But Criswell says she's aware of Alaska's unique needs.
Because we know that everybody's needs are different, and particularly in Alaska, they have very unique situations in how they're going to be able to start their recovery process. This will help enable them to utilize the resources better within their own communities to help them on their recovery journey.
In September 2022, the most dramatic storm in living memory hammered Alaska's west coast. In the year after Typhoon Murbach, many survivors struggled to appeal applications that they made to replace subsistence hunting and fishing gear. The agency says it will simplify the appeals process when applications are denied. Some families displaced by Murbach also remain without permanent housing solutions. FEMA says temporary housing assistance applications will be more streamlined in the future. The agency will also create a new displacement assistance program to provide immediate funds to help pay for housing, including costs associated with staying with family or friends following disasters. Criswell says the changes are timely, as climate change-driven natural disasters and extreme weather continue to batter communities across the United States.
I would say that the fact that Mother Nature is not letting up, the fact that we are breaking records year after year as disasters become deadlier, more frequent, and more severe, we need to be better prepared and better informed to recover from natural disasters faster and more effectively.
The changes go into effect this spring. They apply only to natural disasters that occur on or after March 22nd of this year. In Anchorage, I'm Emily Schwing.